Syracuse University is investing $118 million in renovations to the Carrier Dome as part of SU's 20-year campus framework plan of projects. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the renovations include a new roof for the dome, which will change what has been an iconic part of the Syracuse skyline for several decades.
Construction will begin next year on a new cable truss roof held up by a steel structure around the Carrier Dome. The roof will have a 40-year lifespan and will be translucent in the center to allow in more natural light. SU Director of Athletics John Wildhack says the changes will enrich the history of the building and help with athletic recruiting.
It's one of the most treasured and I think unique buildings in all of American sports. So, you know, now's the time to take something that's great and make it greater.
SU's press release did not refer to the stadium as the Dome. Senior Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Amir Raname Azar did not discuss any possible new naming rights.
The Dome reconstruction has nothing to do with our relationship with Carrier. This is really just a very exciting project for us to really create a brand new stadium experience.
Other investments include a new vertically hung video scoreboard, sound system, LED lighting, accessibility upgrades, and improved Wi-Fi. Along with the roof, those will be completed by 2020, and air conditioning, new restrooms, and concessions will come later. Construction is not expected to impact any SU football, basketball, or lacrosse games. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.